Jolts comes out tomorrow, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, which will tell us, among other things, how many people quit their jobs in October, which has become a closely watched metric of this pandemic economy. Kate Bellino is one of the 10 people we've been following in our series about the American labor force. It's called The United States of Work. She quit her bank job back in 2020 in part because of the protests after the murder of George Floyd inspired her to enter public service. So she moved to Washington, D.C., wound up working for a member of Congress, and sent us this update.
I'm super excited to share that I accepted a deputy press secretary position with a United States senator, which I never would have imagined would be what my life looks like when I moved a year ago. Before 2020, I had no interest in politics. So I feel very proud of myself for just taking the challenge of really proving myself in this city where there are so many smart and passionate people. I will say now I am doing financially kind of the same since when I moved. I think going from the private sector to the public sector, there is a little bit of a pay difference, but I'm not doing it for the pay. I'm doing it because this is something I believe in. But that being said, we're also being able to pay our bills. We have a dual income household, no human kids that we have to worry about, but we were going to make it work however we needed to. And here we are. This fall has definitely been an amazing season of change. I have landed in this really great office in a role that I'm really excited to start. And on top of a new job, I also got engaged. So now we are, in addition to saving for a house, also saving for a wedding. So lots of changes, but all really amazing changes. And I'm just knocking on wood that it continues to go in a positive direction. You never know. With the world. Don't put that in.
Kate Bellino in Washington, D.C. We asked her if we could put that last bit in, by the way. She is one of the 10 we are following in our series, The United States of Work.